UK income tax is charged mainly on the basis of tax residence and, to a lesser extent, domicile. The basic principle is that an individual may be charged UK tax on his worldwide income if he is resident in the UK, and even where he is not resident in the UK, he will still be liable to pay tax on income that arises or is earned in the UK. An individual can be tax resident in the UK while still being tax resident in another country at the same time. For example, the UK and the USA, or the UK and France. The UK has entered into many double taxation agreements with other countries, with a view to avoiding UK nationals being taxed twice on the same earnings. And of course, these agreements provide similar protection for employees coming to the UK, and indeed the agreements cover a lot more than earnings. The conditions to be met before tax relief is given under a double taxation agreement for earnings are: the employee must not be in the UK for more than 183 days in the specified period, which may be a tax year but is often a 12-month period. Secondly, the remuneration must be paid by or on behalf of an employee who is not resident in the UK. And thirdly, it must not be borne by a UK branch of the employer. The UK has a tax year that runs from the 6th of April in 1 year to the 5th of April in the following year. But other countries normally have a tax year that is the calendar year, running from 1st of January to the 31st of December. This means that extra care is required in keeping records of the days spent working in the UK and elsewhere to minimise any potential tax liabilities. Prior to the 6th of April 2008, a non-UK resident employee would not normally have been liable to tax on income that had arisen or was earned overseas. Up to 5th of April 2008, anyone who had not been ordinarily resident and or domiciled in the UK was able to shelter any non-UK income from a UK income tax charge, except that is for any income that was actually remitted or brought into the UK. The remittance basis changes that I've already mentioned now mean that advisors to individuals affected by these changes have to consider the impact of the rules on a yearly basis, deciding whether or not to adopt the remittance basis for any particular tax year. HMRC guidance states that there are many different factors which will determine whether you are resident in the UK during a tax year. It goes on to say that with one exception, it is not simply a question of the number of days you are physically present in the UK during a tax year, although this is an important consideration. Where someone is physically present in the UK for 183 days or more during a tax year, they will be UK tax resident in that tax year. And as the HMRC guidance tells us, there are no exceptions to this. When counting the number of days of presence in the UK during a tax year, we have to include all of the days in which the employee has been in the UK at midnight at the end of the day. Just an example here, Manuel from Madrid was seconded to work in the UK for 2 years from the 1st of April 2009. And he travels to London every Monday morning, returning home on Friday afternoon. He is regarded as being physically present in the UK on 4 nights per week, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night and Thursday night, and therefore his total UK days would amount to, say, 188 days over 47 weeks if we allow for 5 weeks holiday. This would establish his UK tax residence. Manuel may choose to manage his UK visits to avoid spending 183 days here, but he will need to keep appropriate records to prove that to the UK authorities. A passenger travelling between two foreign countries via the UK may not have to count the day of arrival in the UK for UK tax resident purposes, even if they remain here at midnight on that day. This exemption is only for passengers in transit and will only apply if their activities while in the UK are substantially related to completing travel to a foreign destination. HMRC guidance says that if you attend a business meeting, visit a property you own, arrange to meet people socially or attend social activities, you must count that day as a day of presence if you're in the UK at the end of the day. It sounds to me like you have to stay in the hotel room, drinking on your own, and watching television. The strict position is that an individual is taxed as a UK resident for the whole of any tax year when they are tax resident in the UK for any part of the year. However, if someone leaves or comes to the UK partway through a tax year, then by concession, HMRC allows the tax year to be split, limiting the UK tax liability to the part of the year when the individual is actually in the UK. This allows for splitting the years into resident and non-resident periods. The split treatment will apply to individuals who come to the UK to take up permanent residence or to stay for at least 2 years, or to individuals who leave the UK to become permanently resident abroad, or leave the UK for full-time service under a contract of employment. Next, I want to discuss ordinary residence, which is different from tax resident status, established by spending 183 days or more in the UK. Ordinary tax residence indicates a longer term stay, although it does not require the intention to remain permanently or indefinitely in the UK. The new HMRC guidance states that it is enough that your residence has all the following attributes. You have come to the UK voluntarily. The fact that you choose to come to the UK at the request of your employer rather than seek another job does not make your presence here involuntary. Your presence has a settled purpose. This might be for only a limited period, but has enough continuity to be properly described as settled. Business, employment, and family all provide a settled purpose, but this list is not exhaustive. Your presence in the UK forms part of the regular and habitual mode of your life for the time being. This pattern can include temporary absences from the UK. If you come to live and work in the UK for 3 years or more, then you will have established a regular and habitual mode of life here. HMRC will treat an employer that comes to the UK to work and live for 3 years or more as ordinary resident in the UK. HMRC also states that the owning or acquisition of accommodation on a long-term lease may be taken as evidence of the intention to remain in the UK for several years, and the individual will be treated as ordinary resident from the date of arrival. This could be a problem for someone coming to the UK for a short time who decides to invest in UK property when perhaps they consider prices to be low. The UK has a tax residence rule that is almost unique, and it looks at the average number of days spent in the UK over a period of time. Ordinary residence is normally established where an employee spends an average of over 90 days in a 4-year period, becoming ordinary resident from the start of the fifth tax year. As an example, Patrick comes to work in the UK from time to time, and over the past 4 tax years, his aggregate days spent in the UK have been 85 days in 2006-07, 105 days in 2007-08, 90 days in 2008-09, and 93 days in 2009-10, given an average of more than 90 days, and therefore he would be regarded as tax resident. The latest guidance, HMRC 6 from HMRC, gives us an example where ordinary tax residence was established in the fourth year, not in the fifth year. That is of some concern to many people.